Hey everybody, we have another countdown episode to the final episode. This is one that Zero and I recorded with Jared, former Biting Bullet host. We recorded this after our 39th episode with Jared. And yeah, it's a really good one. So before y'all listen to this, you might want to go listen to that, but you don't have to. This is just a good, chill conversation we had. And yeah, so I hope y'all enjoy it, and I will see y'all on the final episode.
Start. We just kind of hang out on the bonus.
Sounds good.
It's not a whole lot different than the regular show.
Oh, not nearly as big brain.
Oh man. Yeah. In the bonus, we don't even try. So.
We That's got my a secret. I never try.
Nice.
We got a new patron. Let's see here. I can't keep track.
Like how new?
I don't know. New, I don't know. Pretty new.
Pretty new.
Well, right like now, in, right
the past
now,
week or,
I can't remember. It's Moose.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I knew about him.
So we got Gonzo, Coonhound, Mustachist, Moose, and Rooster. You were interacting with a good amount of these people on the Discord the other night, Jared.
Me a buddy.
They good people.
Yeah, I like popping in and out of the Discords every now and then. Especially when I'm drunk.
It's fun.
Oh man, I'm still an admin on Biting the Bullets Discord, but like I don't do anything on it anymore. It's all Luke and Typo Show now. I'll hand the reins over. Like, you deal with this fucking giant group of Otis.
That's me yeah. Right now.
I was once you left the show, like I didn't know how I was gonna work out with them.
Typo just like, talks more finally. He filled the gap. He finally talks. I'm like,
yeah.
I still listen to it. I'm like, it's still a good show. Because now he speaks. I was sitting there. I'm like, now it's just going to be fucking Luke sitting there. And Typo like, yeah.
Occasionally giving the laugh.
Yeah. The Typo laugh. The brand. The
Typo laugh. Yeah. No, they're doing a good job over there.
Hell yeah. They just had their new episode. This had Liberty Lockdown on.
Yeah. I that just got released today. I haven't listened to it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, buddy. Give me something to. It's like, it kind of sucks now because then I'll be sitting there like wanting to interject and I'm like, ah, fuck.
I still not actually like, there.
I was on one of their more recent episodes like a month ago or something. I'll still pop in here and there.
Yeah, yeah. It was you and Mongoose6.
Mongoose6. The fucking man, the myth, the legend.
Dude, that guy's funny.
Yeah, he's something.
I don't think I follow him.
You should. He changes his brand every now and then. He was, for a while there, he made his account a black redheaded libertarians account that called everybody Nazis and fascists, like commies.
Oh yeah, and then, I think I
then he
that.
Was, and then he was Liberty Squash, where he just responded to everything with squash. And then now he's Ruth Bader Ginsburg account, talking about like sucking dick and stuff. I don't know. He just does his thing, man. It's a joke to him.
One of y'all need to send me his account because I can't find it. I'm a retard.
Yeah, no, see, technology's hard, man.
It is. Yeah.
No, I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Back from the grave, Mongoose6. Yeah.
Fucking
okay.
Yeah, I'll send it here.
Oh, it's spelled out six.
Yeah, that it took me a minute too.
Has anyone seen my hip? I honestly liked his original when it was just like a picture of him and it was just Steven. But it is his bio is like, I like chickens and resisting arrest.
Hell yeah.
The best part about a Ruth Bader Ginsburg parody account is that you can't be shut down if she's not alive.
Exactly.
So, he's good.
Weekend at Ginsburg's.
Weekend at Ginsburg's. Oh man.
I mean, you can see like he still posts like pictures of himself and shit too. He's just a fucking dude. And honestly, it's funny because he hasn't changed at all. Like, he was the exact same when we were in the Marine Corps together. He's just like, just it's just him.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't even really care about politics.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't give a shit about it. He's the person that kind of I was already there, like kind of, but I was still Mr. I'm a small government Republican. And he basically just yelled at me for like 3 weeks, and I was like, yeah, fuck this. But yeah, man. I mean, he's just in the same boat. Like, he's just we don't care. I mean, that's honestly a large swath of like the veteran community. It's just like, I mean, yeah, you got the loud ones, like we call them vet bros, like the fucking, man, I like my guns and country, and I fucking killed all them terrorists and everything like that. But then honestly, like a lot of vets are just like, dude, I'm tired. I just want to be left alone. Like, they just do their own thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, most of them, like, really don't give a shit about politics. They don't like politicians. It's just do their thing.
But, yeah, and then...
Go ahead. I was going to say, like, in all honesty, you can start to see, like, the Afghan and Iraq vet community is starting to kind of just turn into, like, this generation's, like, nom vets. Like, just fucking dead inside guys that are just, like, yeah man. Like, they just...
Yeah, they're finding out that other people have the same opinions as them on the wars and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I still get, but then it's funny because then you can definitely see like the disconnect between like the average person and like the vets they claim to fucking support and everything. Because you just see it all the time, man. You got a bunch of vets that are like, yeah, these wars are bullshit. And like, you have people who are like, what are you talking about? Why did you fight in them? Because I was retarded at 18. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah.
Like, the Marine Corps is a pretty good sell for a dumb 18-year-old. Like, hey, man, you want to go like, fuck bitches and wear this cool uniform and shoot guns with your friends, go kill all these bad guys. Like, yeah, man, sounds fun.
Yeah. Speaking of burning boots, I like what Kyle does. Like I forget exactly what he does, but it's something like if somebody he'll wear his like vet hat, and if somebody goes like, oh, thank you for your service, and he's like, you know, what about my service is worth thanking me over? And it's he just like jumps on them, you know, and they're like flat footed.
Honestly, I think the best description, it was so there's this really popular comic strip. The guy that runs it, he's kind of a lefty now. His name is Maximilian Yurtart, but he's an Iraq vet, and he does this comic strip. It's called Terminal Lance. If you want to have a good laugh, you should look it up. He just does these little comic strips, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then a couple years back, like, right after we got out of the Marine Corps, he did a GoFundMe and was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing, like, a full-size, like, graphic novel with all the same characters from Terminal Lance and everything. And, like, my buddy donated to it, and he got more than enough, and he made this graphic novel. It's called The White Donkey. And it starts out just like a Terminal Lance strip. It's, like, really funny. Like, Lieutenant loses his weapon in like a port-a-john, and the whole unit basically has to go search for the lieutenant's weapon while they're getting pissed on before they can get out of the field. Like, just dumb shit. Basically, it follows this Hawaiian infantry unit as they're doing their workup and then their deployment to Iraq. And it's probably like the realest fucking shit. Like, I recommend it. Like, it's not expensive to get. It's called The White Donkey, and it's fucking shit. Like, I cried when I read it. It takes like 45 minutes to read too. It's just a graphic novel. But there's a scene where the main characters come back from Iraq, and he's in like a supermarket, and he's got like, I think, like a USMC shirt on or something like that. And this like little girl is like next to him in the supermarket, and she's like, looks at him, she's like, are you in the military? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, did you ever kill anybody? And he's just kind of like, and then the mom's like, honey, honey, we don't say that to those people. You say thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like the energy of that is just like, that's what it is. It's just something you say. It's what you say to those people. Like,
yeah,
it's like, I'm not, it's just weird, man. It's like, it's kind of that energy of like, you're just, we're disconnected from the rest of fucking society on like a really fundamental level on a lot of things. And it's like, and then on top of that, most people just think like I still get surprise looks and people find out I'm a vet. And I mean, same with my buddy Steve. We were just talking about this last night where we were drunk. We have this disconnect where it's like the second fucking people find out that like we don't bleed red, white, and blue and fucking love the country and Trump and blah, blah, like they look at us like, what? It's like, yeah, man, like the military is like one of my most diverse demographics in this fucking country. It's like we're not all fucking hardcore Republican cuck fucking dipshits. Like, it's very, you got lefties, commies, progressives, fucking Republicans, libertarians. There's guys that are in the military that are libertarian. They hate their lives, but they're there. There's guys that get converted to it while they're in. But it's just, people don't realize that, man. It's all fucking, we're all the same. We're all just this fucking glossed over thing. You just say these words to us and then that's it. That's, you did your civic duty. It's like voting.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're like a minority where
pretty much,
you know, if you're a black or, you know, gay or whatever, you're supposed to be a Democrat. But if you're in the military, well, you're supposed to be a Republican. You love Trump.
Yeah.
You know, guns and all that jazz.
Yeah, and you're just like everybody's Rambo, man. It's like,
mm-hmm.
As much as that dipshit, what is it, Robert O'Neill, Mr. fucking, I killed Osama!
Oh,
like
yeah.
That guy, like his account, but that dude had one good fucking tweet, and it was like, in all of American history, there's been like a couple thousand fucking combat active Navy SEALs. But then you get on Twitter and there's like 50,000 fucking Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Like everybody's fucking Rambo, SEAL, Ranger, Black Op, fucking whatever. Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ, man.
Do you like Starship Troopers?
That's fucking one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh, yeah. I saw it for the first time like 3 weeks ago or something. It's fantastic. Would you like
to know more?
Huh?
Would you like to know more?
No. No, yeah, I don't want to see the sequels, you know.
They're all right. There's one of the sequels isn't bad. It's pretty much the same energy. It's like Starship Troopers Marauders or something like that, but the whole thing is just, yeah, the first one is definitely the only real good one.
Have you seen that, Zero?
What do you think the answer is?
No, okay. Yeah. Zero, he's too busy drinking. He can't watch movies.
You haven't watched Starship Troopers? You're missing out, dude.
I know.
Dude, honestly, it's a great experience. You'll love it.
We recorded, like, it might have been our second episode. We recorded a thing on movies. And we never released it because it was just like 40 minutes of me going, have you seen this? And Zero's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. Have you seen that? And he's like, no.
Oh yeah, that was rough.
That was funny. I still have it.
We can
should just release it.
We'll do it on something special, I guess. Some I don't know, some milestone maybe.
Yeah, and then like everyone's like, wow, you guys haven't improved at all.
Right, yeah.
Oh man,
but that's an awesome movie. But then, like, nobody somebody might watch Starship Troopers and think of it not in the same category as something like Saving Private Ryan or We Were Soldiers. You know, they think of that as like Star Wars. It's fiction, but they don't really think of it any deeper. You know,
or even worse, they sit there and they're like, that's a good idea. You should only be able to vote if you go in the military. Like,
yeah.
Like,
Bro. Everyone should serve 2 years.
Dude, that's Jesus like the Christ. 16-year-old white boy that like wears a tie to school. You know, and then he's like, he can't wait to go to college so he can be in Turning Point. You know what I mean? Like that's that type of person.
Yeah.
But like people get their conception either from like Fox News or CNN or any of that kind of stuff, or you know, like I said, Saving Private Ryan or We Were Soldiers or whatever.
Dude, honestly, yeah, it is a lot of that whole media thing, man. Like, I think me, Luke, and Typo, we actually did almost like an entire episode about like just Hollywood portrayal of fucking military and veterans, and then like doing the movie reviews and everything like that. We started doing that because it's like, the shit's just so fucking dumb. Like, you honestly ask most vets, like, going in the military ruins war movies for you. You're just like, it's just, the fucking salute's the worst. Every time I see a salute in a movie, I'm like, bro, it's not some fucking special symbolic. It's something I just have to do, and I start doing obnoxiously to piss officers off because they have to do it too.
Wait, you're saying that you don't tear up every time you salute? Is that?
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm not. I don't fucking sit there like Semper Fi. I'd fucking like cut. No, man. Most of the time, you just kind of slap your forehead like, "Good afternoon, sir." Like, it's just fucking dumb. Like, I don't know, man. Hollywood just does dumb shit. It's just, it gets old. There are some good movies out there. Like, honestly, Saving Private Ryan is a really good movie. Fuck
yeah.
Generation Kill is probably like one of the best series to ever come out about like the modern war ever. I made Unreal Anna Adams fucking watch that shit, and she was like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "This is it."
Oh yeah, yeah, Generation Kill, dude. I love that one.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. It's about it's based off a book. So basically, during the invasion of Iraq, First Marine Recon got a Rolling Stones reporter embedded with them.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker just straight, he wrote a book, and he just straight up word for word everything he saw, everything he heard the Marines talking about. That book got so many dudes in trouble, like so many dudes. But then they eventually, HBO made a miniseries based off the book, and it's pretty much the same thing. It's everything. Like, at one point, like, while they're waiting in Kuwait, they get, like, the gay fucking dumb shit letters from, like, schools and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember if you were in school, like, back then, like, you had to write the letters to the troops? Yeah, we don't give a fuck about that. Shit irritates me. I care what some fucking 12-year-old and fucking some dipshit fucking upper-middle-class neighborhood care said. You need to kill the scary terrorist. But, like, one of them's, like, this picture, like, sent a picture of herself. It's, like, this little 12-year-old girl. They're all, like, staring around, like, oh, man, she hot as fuck. Man, I'd mile her shit to get to the asshole. It's just that raunchy, disgusting, like, everybody there is just completely fucked in the head, like, just mentality, man. Just,
yeah.
Like, you got, like, the fucking Mexican dude that's just like, man, I'm just here fighting the white man's world. Like, I don't.
Oh, dude, that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh, he was the best.
Dude, those guys exist, dude. You have like, I had a dude that I was with, black as all hell, and he fucking sit there. He's like, I'm just fine in the white man's world. Can't beat him, join him. I'm like, what the fuck? he's like, hey, man, you just got to go kill some brown people, and the white man will accept you.
Damn.
I'm just dying. I'm like, but those people, like, seriously, all those people, they fucking exist, man. And you got literally, like, you got guys that are blatantly racist as shit, but they're still hanging out with all, like, the black dudes and Mexicans, and then all the black dudes and Mexicans are all, like, fucking calling him, like, a cousin fucking honky piece of shit, and he's just calling them all their fucking racial slurs and everything. It's just, we literally, one of my companies, Suicide Charlie, they had their battalion, no, their first sergeant, he declared racist Thursdays. So you weren't allowed to say racial slurs all week until Thursday. And then you can say whatever the fuck you want. And people took it to heart. Like, these dudes would shut up. They wouldn't say the shit. And Thursday morning, them motherfuckers walking out saying shit that would make your ears bleed. You're like, what the hell? Like, screaming it, too. They didn't give a fuck. Like, everybody was about it. They're like, this is the greatest thing ever. The racist Thursdays.
Yeah, man. And then the movie version of Generation Kill would be like, well, not a little bit different, but... I was a Jarhead. You guys did that review and got me to watch it.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great movie.
That is a great movie. it's, I mean, it's just true, dude. You have, especially the Gulf War, man. Like, the Gulf War, yeah, like, the fucking dumbest thing in the face of the planet. Thing was over before it fucking began. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, you just, like, see them walking.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, no, that's not... Like, everyone was, like, 30 miles ahead, you know?
Yeah. It's... They're just going through, man. But, like, there's no rhyme or reason to anything they do, really. It's just all fucking retarded. Like, everything's just retarded. I mean, same Generation Kill. Like, they have, like, a scene. Remember that first town they go through where, like, they get lit the fuck up and they manage to get through. Like, nobody got shot. Like,
yeah,
everybody made it through. And then, like, they're sitting there, like, coming down from it, like, oh, fuck. And then, like, the sergeant major comes up and starts bitching at one of the dudes about his mustache.
Yeah.
And they're just like, what the – they're like, what the fuck? You know that that actual sergeant major? You know he's a convicted pedophile, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. The actual real sergeant major that like, from that unit, he got found with, like, child porn and shit on his computer in, like, 2009.
It's crazy.
It makes sense. Think about it.
You would have thought that was it McChrystal? Yeah, you would have thought that Stanley McChrystal would have learned to not have a Rolling Stones reporter, like, rolling around with him.
Yeah, man. But it's funny because then you see it even in the show, and then if you read the book, like, he actually starts – you become that. Like, when you're – that's how it happens, man. Like, I had guys – I had new Marines that were, like, Mormons. Never drank, smoked, swore, fucked, anything. Within a year, dude, they're degenerates. They're fucking raw dog and fucking fat bitches out in, like, the nastiest part of fucking town, like, slamming shots of JMO, chain smoking, dipping, fucking fighting, like,
yeah, yeah.
You just get into that culture, and it's just, and honestly, it's like the Marine Corps tries to fight against it. Like, they make you, like, go through all these classes of, like, don't swear, don't drink, like, you're a professional warfighter. And then meanwhile, while they're in, like, a tobacco class, you got some dude just putting in, like, the fattest dip, like, tapping his can. Is like some fucking, like, overweight bitch is trying to tell a bunch of young Marines that they shouldn't do tobacco or drink energy drinks. Like, she gets paid six figures for this.
Yeah.
To fail constantly. But yeah, it's just that, well, you just got to think about it, man. It's like, nobody that comes from, like, a really good life joins the Marine Corps, like, especially the Marine Corps. So you get all those dudes together and it's just, it's what it is, man. It's a gun club and you just become a piece of shit. And then you kind of have to, man, because the things you do, the things you see, even if you don't deploy, like, the things you just daily life, like, you got to be fucking insane or you're just not going to make it. You're going to wind up, like, throwing yourself off the top of the building.
Yeah.
It really is just, but yeah, that's Generation Kill really paints that pretty quick. And then honestly, like, that end of it is really good too, with, like, they're watching, like, the video, like, they haven't gone to combat in a while. They're about to leave Iraq. And they're watching, like, the video that dude was recording the whole time. Oh. And they just slowly but surely are just, like, at first it's, like, all the cool explosions. They're like, yeah! But then like, the little girl that got fucking her legs, like, torn off by machine guns, dead in the side of the road. Fucking, like, buses of families burned to shit. And, like, slowly but surely they're just, like, fuck, man. And they just, like, slowly, like, fade away. They're just, like, god damn.
Yeah, and then there's that psycho kid.
Yeah, the one psycho probably. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
guy is just too, man. You have that guy in every unit, man. You got that fucking sociopath. And, like, the only reason he's a Marine is because he wants to kill people. And that's it. And, you know, and dude, honestly, the way they react to him, where they're like, bro, you're fucking psycho. Like, stop. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, calling, he, like, names his machine gun. They're like, dude, you keep referring to your machine gun as Trim. Like, everybody's gonna know you're a fucking psycho, dude.
what branch of the military was that dude that the cop that murdered that man in the hallway? What was he?
You talking about Daniel Shaver?
Yeah.
He wasn't in the military.
Background.
Yeah, he was. I read he
Daniel
was.
Shaver? Was he?
Well, the cop or Daniel Shaver was in the military?
The cop.
Was the cop in the military? I don't know. I know he's getting paid, like,
100%
disability because he's sad.
Philip Brailsford.
Oh, Brailsford, yeah. I don't know.
Arizona that. National Guard.
Oh, fuck, that's barely me. Oh, fucking weakened word. No wonder. That makes all the sense.
He was an LDS missionary in Ecuador and had signed up with the Arizona National Guard.
What a fucking warrior.
He was a bleeding heart.
Yeah, dude.
He went from one of those nerds that rides around on a bicycle to shooting some poor guy in a hallway.
Yeah.
Begging for his life.
The Arizona National Guard must be fucked up.
Most of the National Guard's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it depends. You have some units that try to be like on par with the active duty military forces and stuff, but like most of them are just kind of trash. Like, I remember, what was it, like on Twitter, I had that one guy because I was like, yeah, everybody's like, we need to send the National Guard into these cities and mop it up. I'm like, yeah, a bunch of trigger happy dipshit 18 year olds, that'll totally calm things down. That's the worst that can fucking happen. And some dude's like, our military's not. I'm like, National Guard's barely military, dude. And he's like, you need to support our troops. I'm like, I am our fucking troops. Suck my dick. Like, National Guard sucks. And he's like, no, they're not. They're soldiers. I'm like, barely. I'm like, fucking, they got their asses kicked in Iraq a bunch of times. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, and I'm sure he only had like 30 followers.
No, that guy actually had a couple followers, but then it was like really funny because then like, then later on, he's like, the Marine Corps must be losing. I always get that. The Marine Corps standards must be slipping to let a piece of shit like you in. I'm like, oh, so like at first it's support all the troops, but now the Marine Corps standards suck because I was, okay, man. Yeah, sure, dude.
Oh,
like,
man.
I was actually a damn good Marine. I love that shit too. They can't wrap their heads. Like, I have an honorable discharge. Like, I did a combat deployment. I actually got accommodations for my actions on my combat deployment. I'm in all intensive purposes decently decorated, got out my 4 years as a fucking sergeant, like fucking they, but everybody's same thing, man. They can't wrap their heads around it. I'm always just like, I'm just some shit bag that was like, you know, didn't do anything the whole time. I'm like, yeah, man, sure.
Well, it's like talk,
go ahead.
And I was just saying, it's like talking bad about cops and they're like, oh well, you must be like, you must be getting in trouble with the law all the time. I'm like, no, bro.
I don't really do shit, man.
It's like, I don't, you know, like, I don't even smoke weed, man. Just calm down.
Oh, you're not a real libertarian.
Oh, dang it. I admitted that on the podcast.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're fucked now.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you do get guys like that in the libertarian community, though. They were like, if you're not fucking free base of cocaine, you're a statehead.
Yeah.
It's like, what? You don't do meth, pussy? I love it. Yeah, man. It's just... Yeah. I honestly do it. Because I get that shit even from my family and everything, man. Like, I have fucking... I have uncles and stuff. Because I'm raised hick. I grew up in, like, the sticks of, like, upstate New York. And fucking, like, so I have all these, like, hard right uncles and everything like that. They're like, man, we could win that war. Just gave all those rednecks our beer. We'd go out there, kill all them terrorists. I'm like, dude, you can barely get off the fucking couch. I'm like, the dudes that have like ISIS hunting permit on the backs of their truck. And like, yeah, I'm like, sure, bro. Fucking real badass, dude. With your fucking bolt action rifle, you're going to go kill everybody.
All right. Are y'all ready to wrap up?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't know how long we've been going. I forgot to set a timer.
I think it was about 30 minutes. Who knows? Hey, yeah. Fuck it. Give him some extra.
Hell yeah. All right. I'm just going to end it.